As you can see here, our Space American troops are hard at work. Holy shit! Hard at work securing the first of many, quote, freedom zones along the northern border of Earth America. Though the fighting has... Well, come on! The fighting has merely begun, but it's clear that the Space Americans have the upper hand in this.
Can't stand to listen to any more of that shit. Montgomery should be in a goulash somewhere.
Duke, if I'm not mistaken, I think you mean gulag. But I get your point. I'm still pissed his crew got one over on us. I was just talking about that with my therapist the other day.
Oh, fuck the newsboy and fuck your therapist.
Come on now, Randall.
Yeah, healing is important, man.
How could they send down a bunch of religious nut jobs and G-mens to save Space America? Like we're a bunch of soft piss babies that can't handle our own shit? Why aren't real Space Americans on the front lines? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah, that seems weird. Them not sending full battalions down. I mean, shit, we're all still on reserve.
You're goddamn right we are. You mean to tell me we don't have the right as Space Americans to go down there, reclaim the land of our great hillbilly ancestors, and fuck up some Borg lowlives along the way?
If that's the case, this country really does need to be made great again.
Hey, that's like my hat.
All right, boys, lunch break's over. Let's head back to work. Them derelict spaceships won't guard themselves.
Oh, man, but I've only had like 5 beers. Can we get some to go?
Oh, twist my arm, why don't you? All right, you little scamp. Grab as much as you can carry.
While there are plenty across the great space nation of Space America that welcome a violent return to their ancestral homeland, eager to step foot on planet Earth, there are those dubbed wusses that don't have an appreciation for the carnage being transmitted from the front lines.
I assure you, dear viewers, what you're witnessing is only the beginning of endless victories for... He's fine. Totally fine. As I was saying, we're doing very well.
Oh, I can't believe this is what we've come to. Hundreds of years of infighting and civil unrest, and we're finally taking our destructive, chaotic nature home. How unfortunate that we would look down on such a treasure and think, it is mine by right, and I would destroy it before sharing in its glory and wonder. I suppose there's hope that someone in charge will realize the error of their ways. Space America may be on a path of destruction, but what right do we have to take another civilization with us? Paz, my boy, I hope wherever you are in your journeys, you're safe from the menace our people are raining down on Earth.
Well, things are looking pretty good for our troops, right? Lot of boots on the ground, laser shooting.
Yeah, everything is going according to the plan. It's all great. Wow, look at all of the death!
As the sun sets on day one of the battle for Earth American liberation from the tyranny of cybernetic scum, we're already seeing so much success. It's really exhausting, all of this winning. I'm sure you can hear all of the groans of sleepy Space American troops behind me. As tired as they all are...
What the fuck is happening here? Where did they all come from?
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
While our soldiers rest, perhaps now is a good time to interview the losing forces and see if I can gain any insight as to how and when they'll be surrendering.
Chutney! What the fuck?
Yes. Hello, stranger that I've never met before. Would you mind a quick interview detailing the devastating might of the Space Americans?
This is Space America? What have you done this time?
Space America Season 2, Episode 4, This is Space America, was written by Daniel Williams and voiced by Adam Bauer, S. Michael Clericus, Dave Goddard, Allison Headley, Lisa Canizé, Ian McGowan, William Mead, Andrew Mihalovich, Mickey Morgan, Stephanie Miles, Katie Paul, Craig Wagner, Jen Weinman, Daniel Williams, Sarah Williams, and Liz Zirkel. The main theme was composed by Ian McGowan, with additional music provided by Ian McGowan and Hands and Feet. Space America Season 2 is brought to you by Calamity Cast, edited by Daniel Williams and Brian Schaefer, co-created by Daniel Williams and Liz Zirkel. Sister Cynthia sits in her office, eating lunch alone, fixated on the television. As she watches the carnage, she can't help but feel slightly responsible. After all, the original concept was her idea, but seeing it all play out...
This seems too real and wrong. We were supposed to go down there, cause a dust-up, flex our military muscle for the camera, but it seems like we're the ones getting slaughtered. What have I done?
Seeking counsel, Cynthia heads to one of the few people she can, well, trust isn't the right word, but one of the people from whom she can expect unfettered honesty.
Hey, Maggie? Can we talk?
Sure. I'm not busy deciphering ancient Earth secrets that could hold the key to successfully resettling an entire space station without killing billions of people. What's up?
I honestly don't know if this is snark or...
Shut up. Come in and sit the fuck down. I'm bored anyway. What's going on?
Well, I've been keeping an eye on the public-facing news reports.
Things are looking, pretty good, or so I've heard. I haven't been paying attention, you know, what with doing my part to save the country from imminent doom, but the Space American Offensive seems strong if the news is to be believed. Which is the whole point of this deceptive propaganda campaign.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, on the surface, we're appearing strong, formidable, but if you look a little harder...
I take it the reality of the situation isn't so cut and dry?
No, Maggie. I don't know exactly what kind of creatures our forces are facing down there. But our troops aren't nearly as effective as Evelyn led us to believe they'd be.
It's more than the Gator Goons?
Yes! There's some kind of fighting fish force? Not to mention regular people that are way better at defending themselves than we thought. I think going down there was a mistake. I don't know why I thought this would work.
Well, from what little I've heard, early reporting suggests that Space American people overwhelmingly support our troops. Ratings are up, which means people are actively watching this invasion. And if they're engaged with what they're seeing, Mary has the support she needs to get Space America redocked and save all our asses.
But at only a day in, we're already experiencing way more loss of life than expected on both sides. There's gotta be another way through this mess.
Well, it's too late to pull out now. Think about it. Space America will be viewed as cowardly. The Earthlings will never allow us to redock if we run back with our tail between our legs, right? And the Space American public? They'll have Mary's head for pulling out. And her entire administration.
Ugh, Gaia, be damned. I wish I'd never opened my mouth.
Listen, at this point, I think the only way out is through. I hate to say it, but you might need to convince Mary to throw more forces at this. We lit the powder keg. All that's left is to decide whose lap it's in when it explodes.
Meaning?
If it's not them, then it's us.
Fuck! Who the fuck are these fish folk? And why are they so heavily armed? Whew. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Hello, Space America. This is your intrepid journalistic hero, Charles Montgomery, with day 3 coverage of the... goddammit. Battle for Earth-American liberation from the tyranny of cybernetic scum. Though our adversaries in this battle do seem to be unholy monsters born from the depths of an underwater hellscape, you can't help but be impressed with their tenacity, considering their comparably pathetic numbers. I recently reached out to one of their leaders for a comment about their low battle turnout, and she said, quote, "This was an ambush, you space invader fuck, and if I get my hands on you, I'll rip your dick off and lay eggs in your asshole." Oh god, here she comes! Gotta move! Be right back, folks! Bye! Whew!
Okay, folks, we're back with our live coverage of the liberation of Earth-merica, and I am very pleased and relieved to be joined with recent addition to the Battlefront warrior and savior, Shooter Maquis. Shooter, as a recent arrival and my new best friend, how would you describe the battlefield?
First of all, bud, I'm not a warrior. I'm a Class A rogue, so respect the rank. Second, if you're the Chutney Montgomery I think you are, I wish I'd left you for dead. Third, it looks like, despite getting the drop on the enemy, our fighters can't seem to get a handle on the situation. What the fuck's going on around here?
Hey, no. I think... Wouldn't you agree that the enemy is sure to retreat at any moment? I think the Space Americans watching at home are thrilled that we're making so much progress.
Shutter! No!
Oh, really? That fucking chum guzzler just bit off a guy's leg! I've got work to do, so get out of my fucking way before I make your insides your outsides.
Woo! Let's get the kicking ass on live TV!
Wow, you look eager and willing to liberate this, backwater nation from the Cyber Scourge. What's your name, soldier?
They call me Trentshauser, and I'm here to kick robot ass and take cyborg names! Make way for the fighting mongeese! Woo!
Hauser, that's an atypical name. God. Wait, I mean Treads. Well, it appears as if the battle has moved to the south, and so shall we, dear viewer. Our new friend Treads has made his way to a group of the Fish Fiends, and he's, oh God. It appears that Treads Hauser is quite the capable battering ram.
Get some, you freaky fish folk!
Well, never mind where these mysterious Space American reinforcements came from. I'm sure glad they're here. Not that they were needed, but, I mean, anyway, moving on. I've just been given the signal that we're ready for a very special interview. Viewers, you're in for quite a treat, because I'm making my way towards the Liberation Force's heroic leader, Major Viper Dishlanga. Major, thank you for taking the time to speak to the Space American public about all of the success you're having here, in the first of what I'm sure will be many Liberation skirmishes.
Oh God, I hope not. Glad you could, make it? I don't know, let's keep this thing moving, okay?
Fuck! Head down, Chutney! Eat shit, Landsharks!
yes, thanks for the, assist. The Major is truly a sight to behold. Standing at roughly 6'6", he looks to be cut from space granite, or perhaps some kind of yet-to-be-discovered interdimensional godstone.
Hold on, what?
This otherworldly specimen of a man stands stoic, gazing towards the battlefield, surveying all that he has accomplished and all that he must still undertake. As his glorious mustache glistens in the midday sun, he says,
Chutney, what the fuck are you on about?
I was accurately describing you for the viewers.
God damn it, we're on camera! And I'm 6'3", tops! This is nuts! Come on, we gotta move again! We're getting overrun!
What would you say has been your favorite part of easily defeating the enemy?
Are you fucking kidding me? We're currently running away from a horde of Cthulhu's bastard offspring! Here, let's take cover! Listen, we're doing great down here! Everything's doing well on the ground, the Earth-Americans, once they see what we have to offer them besides slaughter, I'm sure they'll be more welcoming, Woo! Things are fine! They're doing very well! Just not exactly as expected, okay?
Well, you heard it directly from the Major, folks. Things are going great, and we're great! Major, if you don't mind me asking, what were you expecting before we arrived?
Honestly, our sources suggested way more humans, alright? And we've yet to encounter any of the cyborg population. It's wild! I wasn't made aware that there would be any, Fishman resistance. But, hey, this isn't anything my men can't handle, you know? We fought Moment on the moon! And you know, well, we'll fight fish folks on Earth, whatever, man!
Hey, that's the spirit, Major. Finally, is there anyone back home you'd like to say hello to before we sign off?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Jazz, Sugar Meat, I know you're up there watching this. I don't want you to worry, okay? What we're doing down here, all of this is for our future, right?
Oh, shit, is that...
Listen, Jazz, I love you, and knowing you're home safe, keeping an eye on me from above gives me strength.
Hey, Major, that's really fucking sweet, but there's something headed this way real fast. I think we'd better...
Back on Space America, people across the country sit shocked and confused by what they've just seen. For days, they've received nothing but positive reporting from the front line. It was clear to the populace that the liberation of Earth would come swiftly and with few casualties. But after witnessing the death of a beloved soldier and government figure, and also Chutney Montgomery, mistrust in federal leadership once again begins to bubble to the surface. It's no more apparent that in the Dishlonga residence, where Jazz, his Aunt May, and sister-in-law Sidewinder sit in silence, wide-eyed, staring at a blank television. It feels as if a century passes before anyone can speak.
That's not supposed to happen.
What? Viper?
What the fuck just happened? Jazz, what the fuck happened to my brother?
Nothing. Right? Right. Nothing happened. They just lost signal. It's fine. Everything's fine. But I have to go now. We should all... You should go. I've got to head to the off-White House. Wait, you two stay. Everything's fine. But I need to check in with the president.
Jazz, honey, I think you should sit down. We've all just witnessed something horrific. Let's just take a moment to process.
What the fuck did you expect to happen, Jazz? You and your other company man cronies convinced a megalomaniacal corporate godhead to send my brother to a backwater cybernetic hellscape with no real idea of the potential consequences? What was supposed to happen?
No, he's fine. We were trying to save our world. Sid, Space America is dying. You know that.
What the fuck happened to pushing the leader away from insane, dangerous tactics?
Well, it looks like we're not going to get any more reporting this evening. I suppose your co-workers are already hard at work constructing some cover-up or spin or whatever. Come sit back down, Jazz, please.
What am I gonna do? What if Viper died? I can't.
Disgusted, Sidewinder moves from the couch. There's a burning rage in her eyes as she grinds her teeth, pacing around the Dishlonga living room. She repeatedly opens and closes her fists, scanning the room for something, anything, to turn her overflowing anger towards.
What are you gonna do, Jazz? What the fuck are you gonna do?
Sid, please! Destroying the house isn't productive. You're both hurting now.
Oh yeah! We're all hurting, May! But I'm not the one in the room that allowed this to happen!
Please, Sid. No one expected this. You know I wouldn't have let him go if I thought there was an actual threat. And it's not like we had a choice in the matter.
Yeah, brother!
And besides, we all know this foolish wag the dog scenario was dreamed up by the church-based triumvirate. I mean, really.
Hey, May, not now, okay?
What? I'm simply saying this false war plan your team created.
What the fuck are you talking about, May? Jazz?
Sid, I don't know what she's talking about or what she thinks she knows. And I'm sure whatever it is, she's got it all wrong. Now, please, I need to head to the office. I can't believe nobody's reached out yet.
You're not going anywhere. Ugh, where is it? Aha, got it.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Just releasing the tension in the room. Now, breathe deep, you two.
Oh, no. May? What is that?
I feel moving in slow motion.
Nothing to worry about, dear. It's mostly aromatics. Some essential oils mixed with a complex chemical compound designed to relax muscles and decrease stress hormones in the brain.
May, god damn it. I can't stop pissing myself. But it's okay.
You're my least favorite aunt.
I definitely need to adjust the dosage. You two, you need the rest. We'll deal with what's to come tomorrow.
Oh, hey, shooter. You sure are tough to keep up with. Wouldn't you rather just hang out right on my back? That way we don't get separated. Wait, what's going on around here?
Yeah, sorry about that, Brad. I haven't found out who's in charge here, but it looks like Space America finally sent down some reinforcements. You see Pepper or DeVita?
Yeah, man. They're just kind of hanging back from all of this. Andre is setting up a medical tent. I guess Terra is there for moral support. She really seems nice, you know? I haven't seen Treads in a while, though.
Treads is on the field, tearing his way through. Say, Brad, what the fuck are we dealing with here?
Well, it looks like a lot of fighting. I gotta say, it's not good.
I meant, who are these fishy motherfuckers?
Oh, so these guys are the fish folk, nomadic tribes that tend to live along the northern coast. By the colors they're flying, I'd say we're hanging with the saltwater marauders. Very cool.
You mean to tell me there are literal fish people on this awful planet?
Well, I don't think they'd like to be called people. More like semi-aquatic autonomous cordata beings.
Cool. I'm writing that down, thanks. Brad, have you seen that Earth guy I told you about? The one that killed my brother? You gotta figure this is exactly the kind of dust-up he'd get sent to.
Oh, yeah, man. That guy on the other side of the ridge looks just like him. He looks really cool, like he's described. Great beard, killer ponytail.
For fuck's sake, Brad, I never said he looks really cool. Why didn't you say something sooner?
Oh, I don't know. We were having a nice talk. I'm sorry, Shooter.
Never mind. Get back to Pepper. It's not safe for you in the middle of this firefight. I'm going after that fuck.
All right. Good luck.
This is for Matt, you son of a bitch!
Whoa, man. Come on, that hurt.
Oh, that's just the fucking start.
Oh, you've got to be a little quicker than that. You're coming at me pretty hard for someone that attacked the Smuffs. This isn't personal. I'm just here to back up the fish folk. I worked really hard on solidifying this alliance, and you dicks are really putting this in jeopardy.
Oh, god damn it! I don't give a fuck about this battle. You killed my team. You killed my brother!
I killed who now? Lady, I don't even know who you are. If I killed your pals, it's because they were on that massive dropship that kept spewing out alien goons.
If you don't kill me now, well, I'm gonna find you and pull you apart!
I've been playing defense for days, and I gotta say, it's really starting to stain my chaps if you catch my meaning. But you? I mean, you're pathetic! You've got a shattered leg and two broken ribs. I'm not gonna kill you. All that squirming you're doing, you're gonna puncture a lung and drown. All right, good talk. Sorry about your sister or whatever, but I'm gonna go now.
I'm coming, Shooter. Old Brad will get you.
Ow. What the fuck? Who's hitting me?
Oh, you're not a corpse?
No, but you look like one. Want to talk about it? On the record? In front of a camera? The people of Space America will want to hear of your heroic, attempted thwarting of,
Oh, fuck you, scumbag.
What the fuck?
Shooter, what happened? Is this the guy? I'll stomp him. I'll stomp all over his toes if he...
Brad! Help me up. We've got to move. The guy headed towards the big spaceship in the distance. Come on, we can still catch him!
Okay, but Shooter, you don't look so good. Are you sure you don't want to head back to Andre?
No! Let's go! Find my brother's killer, Brad! Move!
You got it!
Well, I clearly have a massive concussion.
In a private conference room, high in the corporate headquarters of the Church of Neobotanology, a clandestine meeting of the Architects of Earth's Liberation begins with some arguably bad news.
Well, for obvious reasons, we've lost direct communication with Viper, but Gareth has still been sending reports, and...
Well, out with it. It can't be too far off from what we're broadcasting to the people, aside from the mishap with Viper, poor dear. Have we been in touch with his family?
Yes, Mother. Jazz is on leave, and we've, sent a fruit basket and bonsai tree. It seems inadequate. I met briefly with his sister Sidewinder as she was preparing to travel home. She spit in my face and said, I hope you're buried alive in the ashes of everything you hold dear. I didn't cry until I left.
I see. Well, grief manifests itself in many ways. Okay, Evelyn, please continue.
Well, we sent Viper with 100 dark cyclists, and after 4 days, we've lost around 2/3. According to the latest from Gareth...
This is Dark Cyclist Gareth reporting. Day 4, I don't understand what the fuck's going on down here or why we can't gain any ground. But things are getting worse and worse. You're already aware of the mutant fish people, but today saw the inclusion of massive... I don't even know what to call them. They're like a platoon of hulks. They're just chanting, "We speak for the trees," as they smashed through our guys. It was terrifying. I don't know how much longer we're gonna last.
He must be referring to the superb mutants.
Ah, yes. The naturalists you assured us were pacifists. Interesting.
Well, I suppose I was unaware of the environmental devastation our side would cause. If I recall correctly, sending down so many dark cyclists was supposed to make things move quickly. This was mostly for show, after all.
Indeed. Well, I suppose there were a few unforeseen variables, Sister Evelyn. More important than the reality of the situation is the portrayal of the situation to the population at large. At this point, bringing home at least some of the soldiers with the appearance of victory is all we need to keep the people on our side.
Speaking of, Mother Mary, the evening broadcast is scheduled to air shortly.
Well, let's see what our intrepid man on the ground has cooked up for the Space American people since his explosive gaffe.
Many of you know I've spent time on Earth-merica before, so a talking land bison hasn't been my strangest encounter, but it is definitely one for the books. In other Battlefront news, things have quieted down since this morning's editions of the Superb Mutants. It seems there was a simple miscommunication regarding the acceptable treatment of the local flora. Once it was, effectively communicated to acting officer in charge, Gareth Goodbooty, the superb mutants exited the skirmish.
Well, that is good news.
Well, Major Viper Dishlonga has been MIA since our encounter yesterday. I think it's safe to say he's most certainly off doing his best to convince the remaining opposition forces of the, futility of their efforts. What now?
No, Ace, not now.
You made quite the unfortunate miscalculation in your allegiances, Chutney Montgomery. It's time to end this foolishness.
Oh, by the mother!
This could still work in our favor. Sisters, we should return to the capital.
Chutney Montgomery, come out of your cowardly mouse hole and face those you've betrayed!
We trusted you, Chut! Fuck! This was my last camera! God damn it! Why do they make these things rocket-proof? Okay, looks like I can still transmit audio. Test. See if I can get myself out of this. Probably not. Hey, Ace! I'm coming out now! Let's talk things out before you explode me, okay? I can explain everything. Transmitting now. Ace! Felix! It's good to see you again!
You've got some real fucking nerve, Chutney!
I guess it's been, well, since we all collaborated to end the Canadians' reign of terror. Speaking of, how would you say things have changed for the better here once agents of Space America aided in your freedom?
What are you talking about?
And what does it have to do with the current situation? You've aided an invasion force, and...
And it appears the Space American military has, assisted in Earth-America's fight against this new, aquatic threat.
The fish folk are not a threat.
Because that's what Space America does, guys. We want to help this planet, whether or not you ask. The Space American people want to build, well, let's call it an interstellar community.
It would appear you're trying to conquer an independent native coalition in order to assert dominance and redock your space station.
And there's no way we're gonna let that happen. You're right. We finally got rid of one tyrant. And you're out of your goddamn mind if you think we're going to be taken over by another.
Okay, well, let's agree to disagree. Switching topics slightly. Ace, I don't see any other opposition forces wearing such an impressive battle armor. Why don't you think it's important to properly outfit your rebellion? Do Earth-Americans not place the same value on life that Space-America does?
Oh, you know what? That's it!
Actually, once the Space-American ambush began, I made my way to a nearby cache of supplies I keep and quickly assembled this rudimentary weaponized exoskeleton. It could use some modifications, but so far it's been quite useful in turning an invading army into mere piles of human parts.
yes, I've witnessed its effectiveness up close.
Indeed.
Right, so final question, and then I'll let you get back to your ineffective defensive tactics. What changes would you like to see made to Earth once it's been settled by the competent, forward-thinking Space America?
What would I change?
Ah! God damn it! Oh, come on!
You Space American fucks would learn to say our name! This is Earth! You fucking traitor!
Holy shit, I think they just shot the reporter. Isn't that a war crime or something?
Who gives a fuck? That guy's cool. Let's fucking wreck him!
This is Charles Montgomery. Signing off. Guys, your forces have to surrender. It's the only—
Oh, shove it up your ass, Chutney!
If you surrender, this can end today. But think about it. If Earth-America keeps fighting, the whole Space-American military will be dropped on your fucking head.
Forgive me for not believing the words of a collaborator. We'll handle whatever invasion tactics your people concoct, as we've successfully handled them for days now. Since the Canadians' demise, this nation's new leader has coalesced its people. We are thriving. It's actually quite thrilling to witness.
There they are! Let's fuck them up!
We got you, little buddy! Go ahead and fall back!
Wait. They want to surrender.
Like hell we do. Eat food, space trash! Ace, fire up the mech suit and let's finish this dime store space force.
Ace, Felix, you guys need to fucking go.
It appears a recalibration is in order. Hold them back, Felix.
Come on, Ace!
Hack back, Chutney! You don't want to watch this? You are mine, Johnny Five! Let's do this!
Oh, an unwise move. While unrefined, this suit is still well-equipped.
Yeah, let's get juice, Robo-Dick!
Oh, fuck!
Come on, Ace! You gotta get up, man!
Nighty-night, motherfucker!
Your little shocker's no match for the mother's gift.
Felix! Felix Delphort, you might fry. But humanity isn't worthy.
Nice work, Treads. Let's keep moving toward the dropship. Shooter wants us to regroup there.
Come on, bro. I'll throw you over my shoulder. We just might turn this thing around.
Put me down. I can walk, you goon.
No time, buddy. Let's move.
In the dark of night, the halls of the Off-White House sit silent. Though the day's business has concluded, there's still one office bathed in the glow of late-night TV. The President and her second-in-command, not unlike an old married couple, sit silently watching.
Welcome back to Good Morning Space America, After Dark. If you're just joining us...
Where have you been?
We've been talking to callers about just what is going down on Earth.
It's been day after day of unimpeded success. I've got to say, I was one of the skeptics at the beginning of this thing, but the amazing reporting from Charles Montgomery has really changed my mind.
It's really interesting, right? I mean, I'm no fan of returning to Earth, but if it's going to be this easy, why not? After all, President Mother Mary truly seems to have this nation's best interest at heart.
Mute TV. Well, Mother Mary, it would seem this plan worked. Despite losing most of the forces you deployed to Earth, the general population is convinced they're witnessing a new era of Space American dominance.
Unmute TV.
Caller, what's your name, and how do you feel about the liberation from the tyranny of cybernetic scum?
Holy hell, am I on?
That's right, caller. What's on your mind?
Yes, ma'am. My name's Randall Beauregard Vandel. And first of all, it's
bullshit that the president didn't call up reserve troops to handle those Borg.
As if backwater cannon fodder is the key to success.
And number dose, as if she could take us back and make us all king of the planet, then I'll vote her in for a second term. Or, well, I would if I was registered to vote. I'll take my comments off the air, thanks.
Well, well, I suppose you can think the president's doing the right thing and be slightly unhinged.
There's probably no law against that.
Mother Mary, we should probably...
Oh, please, Evelyn. Would you give me 5 minutes to briefly enjoy the approval of my citizens?
Oh, sure.
Okay, folks. Our producer is saying it's time to wrap things up on Good Morning Space America, after dark. But let's grind his gears and do one more call.
All right, caller. Who are we speaking with? And how great is winning this fight?
Yeah, I just wanted to say maybe fighting the Earth-Americans to a bloody stalemate might not be the best thing for us or them.
Wait, what?
Think about it. Space America wins battle after battle, then we essentially move in next door. How are the people on the surface going to like us? What are we supposed to do? Go coast to coast and wipe out the Earth-Americans so they won't bother us?
Caller, I feel like you want us to say no.
That voice seems a bit familiar, doesn't it, Sister Evelyn?
No.
Seems while most space Americans would agree there's definitely a cyborg issue to deal with before our return to Earth, some idiots would prefer to give peace a chance. When has peace ever worked out for Space America, caller?
Hey, it's okay. Rein it in a little. Caller, while it is Good Morning Space America's policy to respect all opinions, I'd like to personally suggest you die in the vacuum of space.
Wait, I just mean...
Yeah, if you're not in, you're out. Now, good day, sir.
Mute TV. Huh. The nerve of some people. As if Earth-Americans would give any thought or care to the plight of space-Americans. They're right, you know. Peace is not in our people's nature.
Mother Mary, please, don't give some random yokel on a late-night call-in show a second thought. How about some tea to calm the nerves?
Random, indeed. Thank you, Sister Evelyn. No. And I suppose you're right. It would be absurd to presume we'd have 100% support from the people. It's the nature of leadership to make difficult decisions on behalf of the fools of society.
Sure. What's important is the impact you've made over the past few days. The reality of the situation might be more grim than anticipated, but it's not as if the average space American will ever know the truth. All they see is our, superiority and rightful claim to the Earth-American North. Not to mention your leadership skills in accomplishing all of this in such short time.
Sister Evelyn, your flattery is appreciated. And you know, you bring up some very interesting points. While support for our resettlement plan is pleasantly high, I wonder if one successful battle is enough. Perhaps instead of bringing our remaining troops home, we move them to another populated area along the northern coast? Keep this fire burning, so to speak?
Mother Mary, I'd advise against it. It's my understanding that we don't have many survivors returning. Leadership on the ground is, well, basically non-existent. Viper's body has yet to be recovered. Gareth is better suited to subterfuge and bureaucracy, really.
What about the Mongeese? Or Sister Shooter? She's quite an effective leader.
Mother Mary, stop! Shooter watched her entire team get slaughtered. All evidence suggests she's on a reckless mission of vengeance. More than anyone, she needs to come home and begin healing.
You are right again, of course. I think I'll have some tea after all. How about a cup of chamomile?
Of course. It's my favorite way to end the day.
Okay, let's order the withdrawal of our remaining forces. We'll debrief Shooter and see what kind of intel can be gathered.
Thank you. We have enough docking stations mapped. We've shown Space America as a force to be reckoned with, and the public is falling in line. I think we go can safe back to on Earth.
I know, dear. I know you've fought against my plans almost from the beginning. Frankly, it's getting a bit tiresome. The fact of the matter is, this one battle can't be enough. Our people have seen firsthand the kind of monstrosities they'll be faced with upon return, and something tells me one victory won't be enough to make them feel safe. You may think bloodshed is unnecessary, but after some retooling and re-education, I'll bring you back into the fold. I value your insight, Sister Evelyn, but I'm afraid it needs to be better aligned with my goals if we're to reclaim Gaia for ourselves.
Thank you for listening, and thank you to all of our associate producers who helped make Space America Season 2 possible. Dave Goddard, Jason Green, Eileen Hall, Lee Hoagland, Margie Ivy, Luke Montuori, Jim Miles, Teresa Schlafly, Dr. Tui Lu Vo, Colin Webb, and Faith Williams. To find more shows, go to www.calamitycast.com.